A lot of Australia's recycled waste is sent to China and other countries every year, but a phased ban on sending that waste offshore will kick in from June. Every year, state governments collect more than $1 billion in waste levies, like fees for stuff taken to the tip. And the recycling sector says it's about time governments used that money to build new recycling facilities here. But a new report's found governments reinvest less than a tenth of the revenue they collect on building the infrastructure needed. David Sparks reports.
Australia's self-imposed ban on sending our recyclable waste overseas is rapidly approaching. From July, no glass will be sent offshore, plastics and tyres will stop in 2021, and paper and cardboard the following year. But local councils are increasingly concerned there won't be the facilities here to deal with it all.
There's plenty of things to invest in. There's been very little investment as far as the state governments are concerned. They're more interested in hoovering up the money and using it for other purposes, unfortunately.
David O'Loughlin is mayor of the city of Prospect and president of the Australian Local Government Association. The money he's talking about is the revenue from waste levies imposed by state and territory governments, which the recycling industry says amounts to $2.6 billion over the past 2 years.
Any entity taking waste to a waste processing facility that ends up in landfill will pay a levy to the government of their state or jurisdiction. So private industry, private companies that are demolishing houses, councils, of course, because we collect municipal waste from households and businesses as well.
Councillor O'Loughlin says local councils pay about half these levies. Private industry coughs up the rest.
Some states have taken upon themselves to use that money for general revenue or other expenditure.
The Australian Council of Recycling has released a new report on how money from the levies is spent. It's also worried by how little is going towards recycling. The council's CEO is Pete Schmigel.
We found that less than 10% of that $2.6 billion is being spent on actual recycling infrastructure, on the actual physical gear that's necessary to take these items back, whether it's your curbside recycling products or stuff from businesses, and then process them and make them into a new product.
Even when you add money that's spent on other initiatives, such as education programs, the spending on recycling is still just under 20% of the waste levies collected. In a statement, the Federal Assistant Minister for Waste Reduction, Trevor Evans, acknowledges that levies have not been faithfully reinvested into the facilities and infrastructure needed for the sector. And he adds that all governments are taking a look at how the waste levies are spent. The ABC contacted all mainland states for a response. Queensland and Victoria didn't respond. The West Australian government says it spends at least 25% of the levy's revenues on recycling and waste management, while South Australia defended its environmental record. Meanwhile, the New South Wales government says it puts a third of its waste levy revenue back into the environment portfolio, and the rest goes towards other services, including schools and hospitals. But David O'Loughlin from the Local Government Association says that's not how a waste levy should be used.
Those good intentions have now turned into effectively a backdoor state tax, which we think the community, if they knew more about it, would absolutely object to. If the state wants to tax its citizens and do so honestly and transparently, not via a bin tax, where that's not going back into its original purpose.
And that's David O'Loughlin, the president of the Australian Local Government Association, and David Sparks was our reporter there.